Shuri is Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuri's Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the first of the page. The Hazodin Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, Seir Nase Bifnim, Vim Kippurim, Mechaper. The intentional Aveirus of Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, the inner goat, and Yom Kippur atone. The Hasha Aveirus Shivatera, Akalis, Rachamurais, Hazdoinais, Ashkagois, Hoidu Lei Hoida, Asiv Lei Sase, Krisus and Mises Beistin, Seir Mishdaleach, Mechaper. For all other transgressions, light or severe, intentional or inadvertent, whether or not the person knows he sinned, a negative or positive mitzvah, even what is punishable with kares or death, the Seir Mishdaleach, the scapegoat, the goat that's pushed off the cliff on Yom Kippur, atones. The Gemara says, Hadahi Mechaper al Azdoinois, Metoila al Ashkagos. This is like we said earlier, that Seir Mishdaleach atones for intentional, and suspends for Shogeg until he finds out and then he can bring a korban. Loihein, kalois, loisase, loihein chamuras, krisus, and mises beistin. The Gemara asks, are not light averas, referring to lavim, and severe averas are cases that are obligate koris and mises beistin? Why does the Mishnah list both of these? Hamab Yehuda, kinemas nisa, hakalois vachamuris, oisan hakalois, bench asan, bezodain, bench asan, beshkoga. V'oifin ashkagos mention nizvada lahen, loi bahen, ben shalai nizvada, loi bahen. Yehuda answered that our Mishnah means that light or severe, whether the light aveiros were intentional or inadvertent, and those shkagos, whether or not you found out. Elehen kalos, asei v'leisa asei, chamuris, krisus, and mitzvos beistin. These are the light ones, asei and leisa asei, positive and negative mitzvahs, and these are the severe, the mitzvahs that involve kores and mitzvos beistin. Kashem Sha Asein Anase Bifnim Mechape al Azdoinois Vatoila al Ashkagos, Nafsia Mishdaleach Kain. Just like the inner goat atones for intentional and suspends for inadvertent, also this applies to the Seir HaMishdaleach. Nicha Le Hoida Veloi Kain Tani. The Gemara says, granted, if he didn't find out about his sin, the Seir HaMishdaleach atones. However, it wasn't taught when he found out. Minayin Lemachoyuvi Chatois Vashamois Vadoin. Sha'ava aleim Yom Kippurim, Shechayovim lahavi acha Yom Kippurim, Vachayovi ashamayis tluyim paturim. What's the source for one who is liable a chatas or asham vadai and Yom Kippur pass that he must bring after Yom Kippur? The one who is obligated with the asham toli is exempt after Yom Kippur. Amar Rabun Vachia ben shenis vadalai bahen ben shlonis vadalai bahen. Rabun Vachia answered, this is whether or not he found out that there was a suffix whether he sinned, then not if he found out that he vadai sinned. V'loi kvar kippur Yom Kippurim. Gemara asks, well, didn't Yom Kippur already atone? If he found out only about the suffix, he is chayav and asham tole, and Yom Kippur atones for this. Why does it say that it only suspends? Rabbi Shimon b'shem Levi Shuvda, say b'noyed Yom Kippurim he must nisa. Rabbi Shimon, quoting Levi Shuvda, answered that our Mishnah discusses one who rebels against Yom Kippur and doesn't want it to atone for him. But lama why didn't he say that it's when he didn't know about the suffix on Yom Kippur? This teaches that even if he didn't know about the suffix on Yom Kippur still atones. If one transgressed a positive mitzvah, he negated to fulfill a positive mitzvah, then even if he didn't repent, Yom Kippur atones for it for a loisa, say a negative mitzvah, the Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Zeira that it atones only if he repented. Ha'ime eina oila mechaperes, eina oila mechaperes, alai mechaperes hi, yi efshe shitchapeli, eina mechaperes hi al kochoi. That's the correct text. If one said oila does not atone, or oila does not atone for me, it atones for him. If he said I don't want it to atone for me, it does not atone for him against his will. Ha'oimer ein Yom Kippurim mechaper. They should say i efshe yichapeli mechaperu loy al koicha. One who says Yom Kippur does not atone, or I don't want it to atone for me, it atones even against his will. Am Rabbi Chanina be Rabbi Hillel the mestaber de ela chilufin laikulam min barnasha meimer lemalka de leith at malich. Rabbi Chanina be Rabbi Hillel objected. The opposite is more reasonable. In a korban, even though he says so, in any case he brings a korban. Regarding Yom Kippur, if he says so, a person cannot tell the king, you are not the king. If one doesn't want kapora, He's rebelling, presumably Yom Kippur does not atone for him. Ha'ila mechaperes al hiru halev, ma'itayma, ha'ila aruchem ha'yaloi tiyeh. Oila atones for thought of the heart. What's the source? It's a pasuk in Yecheskel in Perek Chof, pasuk Lamed Beis. But what enters your mind should not come about. And this teaches that it's due to what crossed your mind. Amar Levi ha'oila mechaperes aruchachem. Rabbi Levi says that oila atones for ruchachem. V'chein iyov hu oime ulai chatu v'anai uberchu elekim behubavam. Similarly, it says about Eov that Eov said, perhaps my sons have sinned and blasphemed Hashem in their hearts. This teaches that Ola atones for thoughts of the heart. Rabbi Omer al Kalavir, Shabbatayu, Yom Kippur, Machapeh, Chutzme, Poyuk Ol, Yom Mephibris, Megalaponim, Batayu, Shim Asa Chuva, Miskapelai, Vim Lav, E Miskapelai. Rabbi says that Yom Kippur atones for all of those in the Torah, except for one who is Poyuk Ol, casting off the yoke, one who annuls the bris milah, and one who falsifies Torah. If he repented, it atones for him. If not, it does not atone for him. Rabbi Zvida Omar Rabbi Yosef Makshe Mizbasavar Rabbi Shiyom Kippurim Mechapeh Beloi Tshuva. Rabbi Zvida, quoting Rabbi Yosef, says that Rabbi holds that Yom Kippur atones for all other Averus without Tshuva. Asa Rabbi Ashion Rabbi Yona Rabbi Abba Rabbi Chiyah B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Yom Kippurim Mechapeh Beloi Tshuva Nisa Merekes Beloi Tshuva. The answer is yes, Rabbi Ashion, quoting Rabbi Yona, quoting Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Chiyah, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that indeed Rabbi holds that Yom Kippur atones without tshuva, death cleanses without tshuva. Vatanike Yom Misah Kutshuva Man Tanisa Rabbi. And we have a support from a Bais that says that the day of death atones like tshuva. Who taught this? It was Rabbi. Hadahi Tataninam Misah Yom Kippurim Mechapim Ima Tshuva Deloi Kurebi. If this was taught, death and Yom Kippur atone with tshuva, this is unlike Rebbe.